I first heard about Zlata Filipovic in the summer of 1993 when a Bosnian friend told me about a young girl who was being called the Anne Frank of Sarajevo. I found out that Zlata was a 13-year-old girl living with her parents who had been keeping a diary since September 1991, a few months before the first barricades went up in the city and the heavy shelling began. Before the war broke out, she led a very happy, normal life. She had no way of knowing that within 6 months her life would change irrevocably. When she began writing her diary, which she called Mimi, she had no idea that the family weekend house outside Sarajevo would be destroyed, that her best friends would be killed while playing in a park. She only thought about things that any normal 13-year-old girl thinks about. Pop music, movies, boys, Linda Evangelista and Claudia Schiffer, skiing in the mountains outside Sarajevo, and her next holiday in Italy or at the beach. Her family was comfortably well off. The apartment in which her parents had lived for 20 years was spacious and elegant, with a view of the river, and they had neighbors, relatives, and friends nearby who were constantly dropping in. Life changed quickly in the spring of 1992. Within a couple of months of Zlata's first diary entry, Serbian artillery positions were set up on the hills directly above her house, and the family had to move all their possessions into the front room, which was protected from shrapnel by sandbags. Soon there were no more windows left in Zlata's apartment. They were all blown out by the impact of the shells. At that point, Bosnians who could leave the city fled. Others refused to go, not really believing that their city would be reduced to rubble.